This is Kevin Burke from the School of Kinesiology and Recreation at Illinois State University. Thanks for listening to Burke on Mayberry. In this episode entitled The Mayberry Band, get your ears ready for what some people may not want to call music. But in this episode, which aired on November 19, 1962, written by Jim Fritzl and Everett Greenbaum, directed by Bob Sweeney, the Mayberry Band is about to make a trip to Raleigh, or at least they think they are. And so this is what this episode is about. It's a real interesting opening to this episode where they start out in the barbershop, and you got a group of gentlemen sitting around in the barbershop, and Andy's getting his hair cut by Floyd, and they're playing with some drumsticks and doing a little bit of music and really just having a good time. And again, this is one of the scenes that I remember in my childhood, not necessarily the playing the music around in the barbershop, but seeing a bunch of men hanging around the barbershop and having a good time. And Andy Griffith Show goes to this kind of scene quite a bit, because that's the way it used to be, which is certainly different from today's world. You don't see that many barbershops out there. While Andy's just getting his hair finished, and Barney comes in, he has some kind of surprise for Andy, and Andy has no idea what it is. So Barney takes Andy back to the courthouse and comes in behind him, and Barney starts playing his cymbals. And good Barney has some fun in this episode and playing the cymbals and hurting people's ears, and he wants to be a part of the Mayberry Band, and you can tell Andy's reluctant to put Barney in the band. Tells him he has to audition, so Barney gives a quick audition, and then Andy names him the Standby Cymbalist, which is sort of funny because they have no cymbalists at all. So anyway, Barney found a way to work himself into the band. Well, the next scene, we're over in the Mayor Stoner's office, and they're talking about having a town council meeting. And one of the things I want you to pay attention to in this particular episode, there's a gentleman in this town council meeting whose name is Ralph. Now, this actor's name is Norman Levitt. Later on, he would be the filling station owner named Wally in the Andy Griffith Show. So here he is early on playing another character, and he likes to say "hear, hear," and he gets a little bit bothered when he's not allowed to make a motion, so they do let him make a motion. So again, very interesting to see another character who's playing somebody else early on in the Andy Griffith Show, and this happened a few times in episodes. As they finish up the town council business, Andy asks the mayor to sign a voucher to send the band to Raleigh. And the mayor's like, absolutely not. We have the worst band in the state. It's a disgrace to Mayberry. And Andy starts begging him. And, you know, Andy's doing this because he knows how hard the fellas work, as he says. And they just want to have a chance to go out and have an outing together. And so he keeps on begging the mayor to come by and just give him one more listen to Stars and Stripes Forever. And finally the mayor agrees and jokingly says, although I'm not sure how much he was joking, he said he'll come by and listen before he eats. I guess he wanted to curb his appetite. In the next scene, we see the gentlemen all together getting ready to play before the mayor, and Barney standing back in the cymbalist. And in this entire scene, you got to watch Barney. He doesn't do much playing, but he marches in place and keeps that stern look on his face, and it's funny. And but in this scene also, you hear Barney use the terms "chicky baby" and "let Andy make the scene" or "gas it up, chicky." And turns out that Barney had been hanging around Freddie Fleet band with the beat all afternoon. Now notice that I said Freddie Fleet and his band with the beat. In an earlier episode, the band was known as Bobby Fleet and his band with the beat. So maybe Bobby and Freddie are related in some way, and maybe Freddie had his own band and just called it Freddie Fleet instead of Bobby. But this is maybe probably just an inconsistency that wasn't caught back when the show was being filmed. Anyway, the mayor finally enters, and Andy tries to get him to sit in the back of the room so he wouldn't be so close to the band, but the mayor sits there, and the band begins to play, and what is great is the Mayor Stoner's face during this scene. I mean, it is just absolutely hilarious, and then when you start to listen to the band and looking at the band members, you can see, not only hear, but see that they don't have rhythm, they're not playing together. I like to say that the band is sort of playing, each band member's playing his own version of Stars and Stripes Forever. And if the mayor had to sum up what he had just heard, he said it was disgusting. He said, no way I'm going to let that band go represent us at the state capitol. So Ange feels really bad for the fellas, and the next scene we see the group back at the barbershop and starting to bicker a little bit because they're placing blame on each other for why they don't get to go, and they call the mayor mean. You know, a little negativity here that you don't see much on the Andy Griffith Show. Then all of a sudden, as we would expect, Andy gets an idea. And so basically Freddie Fleet had been in town just to eat, and so he gets the band's about to take off in their large vehicle, and Andy asks him to help plan the band. He says, "Don't have time." Freddie says, "We've got to get to Raleigh." And then Andy says, "Well, looks like we're going to have to do a bug inspection of the vehicle." And so Barney starts telling him to pull everything out of the vehicle, and he's going to have to do a bug inspection. And finally, Freddie knows when he's been had, so he says, "You know, every time I come to town, you pull one of these stunts." So they agree to play in the band. So the next task for Andy, he has to go back and get the mayor to come listen to the disgusting band one more time, just so they can audition. And the way he gets him to do it, he tells the mayor that they were sitting down, that when they march, they play much better. So the mayor says, "Okay, he'll come by." And while they're waiting on the mayor to come out and sit on one of the benches out by the town street, Andy and Barney and the rest of the group and the band members, are both Freddie Fleet and the Mayberry band members, are back there standing around, and they're starting to switch uniforms. And so Andy has some of the Mayberry band take off their uniforms to give to the Freddie Fleet band members so they can put the uniforms on. And one funny little scene here is Andy asks Floyd to give up his uniform. And we find out, and this, notice Floyd says, "I'm a founder of the band." So we know Floyd's one of the founders. I started to have that as a trivia question, but I decided not to. I've got a really tough one for you at the end of this episode. But Floyd is allowed to march in the band in uniform, but Andy tells him not to play. And so when, later on, when you see the band marching, they show a close-up of Floyd, and he's just got a big smile on his face. So they try to do a little warm-up technique to hear how they sound, and the trumpet player, Phil Sunko, he's playing the trumpet way too fancy, and so Andy has to tone him down, and we get to hear some more of the musician lingo. And then one of the other Freddie Fleet band members has a goatee, and so Andy doesn't say much to him here, but he has to make up for it later, although he does tell Phil to, you know, stick his chin down so as not to stick out some. And here Barney has to be on the lookout for the mayor, and you see two scenes here with Barney running across the street with the cymbals. And again, the brilliance of the Andy Griffith Show to show Barney with cymbals in each hand running across the street, and one of the times he and a kid getting in each other's way. Again, nothing said there is funny, but just seeing Barney run with the cymbals I think is hilarious. So finally the mayor shows up, and Barney sort of takes him over to the bench to sit on, and it's funny here, Barney takes one of the cymbals and puts it on the mayor's rear end, and the mayor looks at him funny. So the band comes through and marches, and again they show the close-up Floyd I was talking about earlier. And the mayor, you can see the smile on his face. He's just so impressed that the band is playing so well and much better than what he had heard before. And the mayor said, "You know, looks like there were some new players in the band." And Andy, thinking quick, has to say, "Well, it's probably because of the uniforms." And then the mayor notices that he saw a goatee on one of the he doesn't say the word goatee. He said something on his chin. And and again, Barney and Andy are stuck for a moment, and Andy comes up with, "Oh, that was Burley Peters. He had blueberry pie for lunch." And so the mayor buys it. But what I like about this is, you know, we all think of Andy as an honest father, honest person in the town. He's the sheriff. But here we see several instances where Andy Taylor has to stretch the truth. But what we all accept about Andy stretching the truth is the reason he is stretching the truth. And this is really made, we're made aware of this several times throughout the Andy Griffith Show, and particularly in episodes where Andy has to tell Opie about certain things, about why they're stretching the truth. And sometimes Andy realizes there's no need to stretch the truth. But this one, he stretched it quite a bit for the good of the cause. And again, it was to get the fellas an outing to be able to go to Raleigh. So one of the next to the last scene, we see the Mayberry band on their short little bus, and the mayor makes a speech as the band is about to leave. And then as the band starts to leave, they start playing the song, and they're back to playing it the old way, which was not very good, the disgusting way. And they show a close-up of Mayor Stoner's face, and again, he realizes he's been had. In the final scene, we see Andy and Barney back at the courthouse, and, you know, Barney basically asks Andy about how he thinks it went, and Andy says, "Oh, it was about the same as last year. We're still the worst band in the state." And again, one of the aspects I like about this is Andy knows, and the whole band knows, that they're the worst band in the state, but they don't care. They just want to go and have fun, and they're out all about being around each other. Again, it's a Mayberry-like attitude. And Barney says, "Well, he's going to start playing his cymbals right away, right now, so be ready for next year." Now, Andy nips that in the bud, so to speak, and says he doesn't want to hear any more music. And then finally, Opie comes busting into the courthouse, and it turns out that Opie has has won a prize, and what he wins is a bugle and 10 free lessons, and it's the last thing that Andy want to have to deal with. So again, another fun episode in showing the ingenuity of Andy Taylor to save the day for the town of Mayberry, in this case, the Mayberry Band. Again, I love the episode. Now, the trivia question. I believe this is really a tough question, but I'm going to put it on there anyway. What song number in the Mayberry's Band book was Stars and Stripes Forever? Yeah, that's a tough question, but if you watch the episode, you can pick it up. What song number in the Mayberry Band Brown book is the Stars and Stripes Forever song? What's the song number in that Mayberry Band book? If you think you know the answer to that, you can email me at burke@mayberry.com. That's B-U-R-K-E @mayberry.com. Also, if you have any questions or comments about burkeonmayberry.com, use that same email address at burke@mayberry.com. And please note that you can now get this podcast. If you're listening to it, you've already got it, but there's options for getting this podcast now. And thanks to Alan Newsom, who does the other Mayberry podcast, Two Chairs, No Wedding, who, by the way, uses some of the band music as the opening to his podcast, so you can hear this music anytime you want. But you can now subscribe to the podcast not using iTunes. I've got many iTunes listeners, and I appreciate continue to use iTunes if that's the way you want to go. But those of you who don't have iTunes, you can go to the Two Chairs No Wedding website or the Mayberry.com website and look for podcasts. We're part of what we're calling the Mayberry Radio Network, and you can get both podcasts right away and even click on some buttons to allow you to be notified each time a new podcast is set up. So I'd like to thank Alan Newsom of Two Chairs No Wedding for setting that up for everyone, and it just gives an opportunity for more listeners to be able to listen to Burke on Mayberry. So again, I'm very appreciative of that. Again, if you have any questions or comments, contact me at burke@mayberry.com. Also, don't forget to go to the website. If you want to know the answer to a trivia question, you don't want to email and find out what the answer is, you can go to burkeonmayberry.com. That's burkeonmayberry.com, and there beside the name of the episode, you'll find in parentheses the answer to the trivia question. Again, what song number in the Mayberry's Band Brown book was Stars and Stripes Forever? Again, thanks for listening. And as they would say in Mayberry, my best to you and yours. And thanks again for joining Burke on Mayberry.